Shus Avi Mori. We're holding about the sugya of Betzias Apas, and all of it. Simon Kuf Samak Zayin by Sefei. The Gemara Brachos Nach Mem brings down from Mechio, the person should not be Betzias Apas until he brings the Melech and Lifton, until he has his salt and his relish. I think Gemara brings down a story that Rav went to Resh Galuso, and the Bunam out bread, and right away he made Hamoitzi. The Gemara says, less din tzorach b'shash. What that means, Shalom on the Rishonim, Rashi being down, there's no need to go wait, since this lechem inside of it already had its melech, did not need any lift on. The way out, the Taz being down the second shot from the Rosh, mitzad, he didn't want to wait, Tegam, it does need melech, it does need lift on, but to take a long time, the person should not wait. The way the Taz says, the Maisa will chosh for both, once you make case of a mighty, it takes a long time, the person should not wait. That means we see, first, you said over here that the correct thing is when you make a moitzi, you should have a case of melech and lifton. The reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, two different reasons. One of being down from the graz, Shulchan Aruch Rav, as kovla bracha, a person should enjoy what he eats. The first thing he eats, he makes a bracha on, he should enjoy. The second reason, the Mishnah Berurah being down from the goin api the bahag, that since a person should not be mafsik after he says the case of a moitzi, or saying melech or lifton, therefore lechatchilu we put in beforehand. Based upon first this idea over here, that we want a person to enjoy what he eats. Therefore, a person, when he wants to, let's say, make a sandwich, and he has bread, and he has in front of him this cup of salad and tuna fish he plans to put inside, it's very clear the correct thing is first to make the sandwich, have it ready to be eaten, then go wash and say, I'm lazy, and go eat it. Why? Because when you eat it, you should enjoy it at the moment. So it means you should first have your food set up to be eaten, not wash, eat a piece of bread, and then make your sandwich. Now this halacha over here is a regular case of pas. Let's say you have a case of pas churva. You sit down to eat only a case of a pito. So then it's a case bezmanazer that a person, let's say, does not need his melech to be tovel inside. There is no chsom inside the sugya of a bracha over here. No chash inside the sugya of a hefsek. The medinoi, the halacha is a person does not have to worry about having melech over here. Therefore, come on kaisus and it brings down. We're not ruggled to have upon the shulchan, not melech and not lifton, because our pas is very choshev and our pas did not eat it. That means their pas, they did not need to have the melech there, not the lifton, because they sat to eat pas. Example, I just a partial example, garlic bread. You sit down to have garlic bread. A lot of people do not put dips upon it, don't need any salt. You sit down to have it, don't need anything with it. Very simple case. However, kamlung the Ramah, it being down based upon the Rishonim, two reasons still why to have the case of melech. That means first, Medina, there's no need to have a case of melech over here. But one, coming to Shibule Aleket, he says, the story that Shulchan Doimel Mizbeach, we'll explain what that means. But since Shulchan Doimel Mizbeach, it's just like a Mizbeach is Mizchaper, the Shulchan is Mizchaper, and all on the Mizbeach, we always have the Kabbalahs with melech. Therefore, we should have a case over here of melech. Therefore, the Ramah brings down the first reason why to have melech on our tables, as Shulchan Doimel Mizbeach to have melech on our tables. A second thing, Tosfos himself goes on further and says, even though that's not the minig, but it brings down the Beinu Menachem himself was medakdek, based upon the Medrash. The Medrash says the Klai Yisrael would wash, they sit and wait for the other chaverim to wash and come to the table. They're sitting without any mitzvahs. The Sotan came along to Mekatrik, and therefore bringing melech to the table to be making from the kitrik of the Sotan was sitting and doing nothing over here. Now first, this Medrash, they discuss different points over here. One thing that the Yashim and Shir points out, you have to realize, the person sitting there, and he's winning mitzad, kovod ha-roiv am hadus melech, tzorcha mitzvah. And he's not speaking Lashon Hara, and not Nos Tavarim, and not talking about Kashrus, right? He's actually saying, being quiet over here. Still, there's a idea over here of a sotmi mekatrig, take the musa out of that. A person can't do more, and can do more of it to Elis over here, there's a kitrig upon a person. And if you have melech to be making, now how is the melech come along to be making? I am an Ashtar Klein and Shuvah Chalik Yod. He has a long Shuvah. How exactly are Kabbalah that's working over here? Void, there's a Shuvah in Be'er Sharim. You come and discuss it. You have to think about it. The guy's sitting here. Maybe he's thinking and learning Torah. Maybe learning Torah over here. So you can't be a little practical like most people don't learn Torah. But Void points out the Malachim don't know if you're learning Torah. It's a Shah among the Rishonim and Divrei Kabbalah. The Malachim know what goes on a person's head. So one time they don't know. They come along to Mekatrik over here. But he says even more than that, the Yedudik Gemara Menachos Tapim Gimel, the Dovah Melech went to the Beis Amerchatz, he's Orem B'mitzvahs, he's very sad, I have nothing with me, no tzitzis, no tefillin, no mezuzah over here. Then he saw, oh, have a meal upon me. Lanatzeach, ala shminis, have the meal of a mitzvah upon me. We're singing with mitzvahs. We have a meal right now. We're singing, waiting for a person, waiting for Amadris Melech. He said over Be'er Sharm, but Maisa, you can do more, do better. You do more and do better, that's also a taina upon a person. Be'er Merchatz, you can't learn. You do more, do better, that's a taina. Mekatrik, the Sotah can come to Mekatrik.
What more can you do?
That's a great question. Still learn Torah in your mind. El Mekatrik, if you learn Torah in your mind, they'll defend you over here. Torah will defend you. Somehow the Melch is defending you. But the Musa Shaboy, you get out of this, the thing of doing nothing is a Milo. But there's better milas, right? There's kosher, there's mahadrin, right? Mahadrin and mahadrin, right? Different daggers over here. And that, if you do just kosher, it could be a kitrig over here. Ah, yeah, that's why I'm having this idea. There's a shita out there. It could be a kitrig. Maybe you have mechuyv to mahadrin. If you can do more, do better. But maybe in the oven. Now, to have salt on the table, this comes out over here. The Amor has two reasons why to have it. When to have salt on the table, is a davka by a mitzi. So come along, the Ben Ishkani points out, and the Chor based upon both reasons. One mitzvah idea, Shulchan Dan L'Mizbeach, we have it from beginning of the Suda to the end of the Suda. Also, he wants tiny, even to be Megan, also the Chor having the whole entire Suda. And therefore, the same Ishmael and Nefesh, the Kavachayim, they're being now the same Kitcha Ashlo, to have it the whole entire time. The Kavachayim, I see the being now Mechaim Knievsky only have it by the case of Amoitzi. But I see the Malachim not go that way. They went down, each other's assault, based upon the two reasons, the whole time on the table. The beginning of the Suda to the end of the Suda. Now, let's say a person on our pas that has salt inside of it, a person that made a mitzi, and they did not bring the pas. So the mitzi person wait. So they did not bring the salt. So a person mitzi wait, bring the salt over here. So based upon the sugi, clearly not to wait. That's what it says, not to wait. Even they point out when a person makes, let's say on Friday night, they make a mitzi, do the salt first, pour it out. And then make a mitzvah called the challah, because we don't want to wait, especially in our past, the mitzvah, not to wait over here. Now, this halacha they point out, having salt, the steamers are placed is dafka by the sugya past and by the suit over here. It's not put down by the case of mezainis. There is an interesting kavachaim that brings down the chesla alofim. I see the b'nom zob and others bring it down that says who should bring the salt to the table. So they say since we see by the case of light. That his wife got punished for not bringing salt to the table. The correct anhoga is for Noshim to bring salt to the table. Yesh lo, how they're understanding that, why that's so, but I see a bunch of swarming down that women should bring salt to the table. Maisa comes out in our sugya, we have two inyanim over here. One mitzvah the idea of having salt per se, one mitzvah the idea of shulchan doim l'mizbeach. So I'd like to divide up and go through each one. First, the idea of salt, it says in the Ramah to have it on the table. Does not say anything that you should dip yichal inside the salt. Our pas has lechem, has ready salt inside. Medina, it does not sound there's any reason why to dip our chalor, our lechem inside salt. Come along the Magarom and says, Api kabola, the maishas to dip it in. Now the Magarom does not say how many times. Come along the Mishabura, a bunch of people just said Mishabura. Fine, Mishabura says three times instead of the Shayatin, like the Magarom. That means he's saying, shat the Magarom, Magarom doesn't say that. Then these three times, and therefore the grass that way, and the chidor, and the berehetiv, the place can bring down three times over here. The Mishmul Kamnetsky is brought down the code halachas. Less than three times doesn't count. It's three times dafka. And he gets involved why that's so. Has to be dafka three times over here. We'll get to that. Oh, so first number one is three times we have to put it inside. Now once a person put it inside, come on, Roshami, he wants a taino. We meet Dino, we do not need it. So you make a mighty, you dip it inside, you have bayam, it says to give hefsek. We know even a couple seconds we want to gain over here. We want to start cutting the chal before and to gain time over here. You want a taino, the chora either put the salt in before the mighty, or salt after you eat it a little bit, and then dip it inside. Maisa, that's not my father's minig, yeah. And it's not the English minig his father I've ever seen that way. There's some kind of Kinevsky why that. So he said, because it's all nichlet tzarech achil over here. And just like any tzarech achil, once I pick a bowl, that's tzarech achil over here. And therefore, we take the challah, we cut it, we have the salt already prepared for us, and we dip it inside, and then we eat it.
You the whole challah, every individual slice?
No, every slice.
Why?
Every piece, everyone. Challah? That's what Ilum certainly does. Now, I think what the Ilum here is part of asking, Arya is asking, is it didn't dafka in dipping, or case of salt shakers? That means you read Chazal, but they always had a case of a bowl of salt. Us, we have salt shakers, especially put rice inside in Eretz Yisrael. So fine, we have salt shakers. Can you put the salt on the top without the bayah boira and Shabbos beside the rice shabbos? Can you use a salt shaker or the dafka dipping? So there's this. So the Mekor Api Kabbalah, they all quote the Sefer Or Tzadikim, Sefer Derev Sudo. Right. For some. So he comes along and says, over what is the lumps of Api Kabbalah to have the case of salt dipping one top of another? So he says, Melech is Misadin, Lechem is Misarachimim, and therefore we come along to be to put inside the Lechem on side the salt over here, and therefore the Melech should be on bottom and the Lechem on top, because Misarachimim should take away the Misadin over here. So you want dafka that the melech should be on bottom, because that's the case of din, and what goes over that, mitzvah should conquer the case of mitzvah din over here. Based upon this, it sounds like we want dafka to dip three times over here. And therefore, the Issachar Kanievsky says that's the minhag of the people do. The lashon, again, the pesukim on the page is very clear to dip. That's the Magar Avraham's lashon, the Shabuah's lashon, the Graz lashon is to dip over here. And therefore, those who are being down in minhag Yisrael Torah. Oh, we got to. Al Tzad Hasheni, the Yosef Heinemann, and he says, well, coming from Kabbalah, Shulchan Dan L'Mizbeach, what do? You take the Evarim and you put salt around it. Right? We don't dip it in, we put salt on top of it. She wants a tiny, either way, Beseder, whether you dip or don't dip. I see the Yosef Dono, and he says, no, forget, you have to dafka put it on top of it, because it's like Shulchan Dan L'Mizbeach, like the Kabbalah over here, they put salt on top of it. So Maisa, I would say that L'Tavu means to make it salty, not to dip inside. The pastures and if I have ever seen the oilum dips. That's certainly the words of the Dalachoinim, it's a dip inside three times, and based upon Kabbalah makes a lot of this over here. He says very clearly, the melech is lamato, the lechem is lamailo. Now, next question is, in the case of matzo, that means do we need it to stick over here, Batsim? Or is it just the yisaych where you're dipping, the chal itself has the maestro salt inside of it? So is it the concept, or does it have to be stuck over here, and the poil have the melech lamato? So, this is a question to Scheinberg, and he wants a taino, discussing Lel Seder. He wants a taino you can put on top, it has to be there. Maisi Yisrael Chaim Kanievsky says, no, the words are lotato. And therefore you dip, it works, doesn't work, doesn't work. So again, the Maisi see different people do different things in the case of matzah, you put on top, or you dip inside over here. So again, so we have this anhoga that we dip three times. Usually we dip right after Maitzi, and usually most people I see, they dip, they don't put it on top. Now we have this case of Melech. So the halacha Weta Melech, the words of the Gemara, the Rambam, is the Fnei Kol Echad VeEchad. The words of the Mechaber and the Torah is in front of one person. The way the Taz come along to answer, he said, depends if it's a Yochad or a Rabbim. One person, a lot of people, a bunch of people. That's how the Magar Avraham is moving down over here. If so, by us, we're sitting with a bunch of people Friday night. So why doesn't every single person have the salt in front of them? So the two reasons, one, the Kavach Chaim says over, the reason why the Taz says every person to have is because they need a melech in the foods over here. By us, who needs the melech? The one is being brought to Zaya and giving out to everybody. So only he needs it. If every person needs it, you're right. But we don't need it. Only one is cutting it and giving out. He needs it because the rest of people with Iker don't need it. Or the way how the Mishmur sounds like, it's because it's from the Taz, it sounds like every person has their own Bilkala and their own Lechem Mishnah. Therefore, each person needs a salt in front of them. That means, let's say you're making a kiddush in front of a lot of people and they all have their own Bilkala. Every person has salt in front of them. Not just one salt by one person. So give Hefzik over here. But otherwise, if one person is the one cunning and giving out to everybody, only in front of him he has a case of salt. Now, let's say you have no salt. Don't have in the house. What do you go do? It says Yafel Lelei, very simple. Sugar. Put sugar there. Nothing else speaks on the case of sugar. Fethi Kavachayim, let's understand this. Apika Bolo, because Mia Sadin. And therefore, Rachman Pan Din, sugar has nothing to do with Mia Sadin. Why in the world is the Kavachayim, is the Yachal Lev saying a case of sugar over here? And even in the case of Kabonis, the big tum among the Paiskim, the sugar even worked for the case of Melicha. Bikri Paschim does not work for the case of Melicha. So why the case of sugar? Says the Kavachayim, what to go do? Says two things. Says really one thing, two reasons. Says take your challah and dip on top of that challah. Why? He says, first of all, lechem is gematria oisi, it's melech. See, lechem is melech. So you take the challah and you dip it on top of that challah. V'oid, the challah has salt. So you're dipping it on top of something that has salt. Now, obviously, it's not a raya that if you have salt stuck onto it. Because when you're stuck. But he's saying what you should do is take your challah, dip it inside challah. They asked Rabbi Yashu what to go do. He said, take your challah and dip it on top of your challah. Now, some people dip it on top of the challah. Others come along and they say, let's say I have a salad in front of me, that's salt inside. And the maisa, if I dip it into the salad with salt, I'm getting some salt on it. If I dip it in my challah, what happens? I dipped it, there's yoytz zayin, it looks very funny. There's no salt there. What am I doing over there? So I looked a little bit around to see where this is coming from. So the maisa is a sefer, divrei shalom, and they also, the peskei tshuvas, and also a third sefer, I saw it bring down this concept to dip it on top of something that's salt on top of it. Maisa, each one says where they're coming from, no makor. They said they don't know where it's coming from. The way the peskei tshuva ends off, doesn't know where, but it's minigo olam. Peskei tshuva has a makor for everything, can't find a makor. Divrei shalom, chelek gimel, can't find a makor. They don't know where it's coming from. But maisa, the makor is what minigo olam, esem chaim kniyevki, tzarechin. So Chaim did not know any makor for it. The malak to dip it inside food that's salt. Chaim, what?
It says in the Chaver starts that they should bring either salt or the tab or the metabol. No?
Yeah.
And on that the Ramu says they should dip it into salt and say and the metabol also works. No.
No. That mitzad the idea of. We don't need it. Again, most of us are eating pieces of challah. Let's say eating challah. If you want to have it mitzad stamazoy, that's how you want to eat challah or something else. But mitzad, not mitzad the sugya melech. Mitzad the sugya melech shavai. The sugya making over here, the maila kabbalah melech. The people take their challah dip three times at the top of the chumis in chinuch. The chumis in chinuch has inside salt. So again, Peskei Tshuva says that's minig oilam. I'm asking that's minig oilam. But he has no makor. Kav Chaim says on top of challah, because two reasons: one, it has salt inside of it. Void lechem is gematria is the oisius melech.
But that's it. It has salt inside of it.
Right. So the Divrei Shalom says based on one tzad in the Kav Chaim, that's where it's coming from. This minig, which Kav Chaim did not say that. Kav Chaim says daf challah, daf challah. Fine, but that's called the minig gematria. Why?
Dip it into the same challah.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a little dip on top of it.
What happens if you're not? By yourself, you're not waiting for anyone. There's no
kibbutz,
is there?
Why? Yeah, there is.
Why? I'm not waiting. There's no
kibbutz. Oh, I'll kitchuk, but shulchan damu. No, the one having it melech on the table. Then the second thing of dipping inside. Right, two different things over here. To do things that there's no makor is better than nothing. Ulai. I mean, you can wear these blue things and these strings is better than nothing. But what's the, I don't know. Fine. Is it a shalav hefsek? If you're doing it for you think it works, I don't think it's a shalav hefsek. If you're doing it it's better than nothing, maybe. Now, they do discuss there are certain zamanim that people won't do that. For example, Friday night, did you do it like some sefer? And I assume the Arichidim over here who have this minig, that Friday night they would not dip their challah inside salt. And then based upon the swa, why to have salt? There are one reason why again, because your challah needs salt. The second reason to be making from pranias. And third, shulchan damu mizbeach, put salt. So they explain the some sefer, that our challah has salt inside. And to be makdik doris, they do it belailo. And therefore there's no salt. And the Shabbos itself is making. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer did not put salt Friday night. Masha Engin Shabbos morning, he marked the Ketores over here, and they cannot have salt on top of it. And therefore, on Shabbos morning, they would have salt. Now, Vosin said that Maisa, that's his minig. That's his minig, not that Friday night. Now, Chaim Kinevsky himself does have Friday night. He did not go like this on Ogo. That's brought down in the picture books from Chaim. That's what Maisa did. Does. And the Maisa, as far as I see it, I've been to people's houses, that everyone does Friday night. But all those who do not do the Maisa on Friday night, Rav Vosner the Maisa, even though he himself did not do it, not dip it in, but the Maisa he had on the table. The Maisa had two sugars here, the suga of dipping in, that he wouldn't do, but having the table the Maisa he had, another time they discuss it in the salt, on the Rosh Hashanah at night. The other one discussed is the idea of honey and vash to not go and salt to not go hand in hand together. Don't go together. And therefore it's brought down, the Chanish said it was Tati the Sasri, the Chanish would not have salt on Rosh Hashanah, on his challah. And the Shlomo Zalman and the Stipler and Avos, and they wouldn't do it, Shai Dzulitsky. Atzal Hasheni, the Ben Ishchai, he writes in Shuvo, and the Kav HaChaim, and the Katzal Mato, and others being down. Maisa, vash is in it being Masuka. The Melech here is either to be Megan or in the Kabbalah, how exactly it's working over here. Maisa, go do both. And therefore, among Klal Yisrael, yesh v'yesh. There are those who do this one, this way, those who do the other way. But even those who do not dip it inside the challah inside salt, it is a shiloh to have the salt on the table. That means even on that, not to dip it inside, the Maisa's type said not to have it on the table, don't have it at all. So the Sheni Rav Ozer says, and Shlomo Zalman says, "Mice have on the table." Two different sugyas over here. So there seem to be a two shallows to get to Rosh Hashanah. What to go do? Have it on the table, and even if yes, dip it inside. Yesh v'yesh. That's the sugya to get to Melech.
The Kabbalim don't dip in the
Rosh Hashanah. Oh, I don't know. Shai Belitsky says Dvash. Shai Belitsky Dvei Kabbalah. Shai Belitsky. And my father does both. I'm dipping inside? Because there's no, if the soul's not around to ask, because they have sick. Medina you don't need. No, it's not a buyer buy-in. It's Indian Kabbalah, the better Hanukkah, what to go do. Better, there's different levels, right? This is a better hamoker, not this. A nochas sugya is shulchan doim lemizbeach. Now, people know these words and they're very familiar with the word shulchan doim lemizbeach, and it comes up numerous times. So, try to put together a bunch of sugyas. I didn't see that.
That's still on the table.
Oh, so I like to put together a bunch of sugyas that really no real place to discuss it. So, let's discuss now the idea of shulchan doim lemizbeach. First, this Indian, the Gemara in Brachas, the next parak, brings down that three things are marach yomav ushnei sevel a person. Three things. One thing the Gemara says is someone who's marach al shulchanai. He has a long meal. Right, that's why people have long meals. Why is marach yomav ushnei sevel? Says the Gemara, why? Because maybe an oni will come, you'll feed an oni, and since it says in the Yecheskel, starts with the pasuk and it's called the mizbeach, and then calls the shulchan. We see the same idea, Mizbech and Shulchan Tainuach, just like a Mizbech is Mechaper, who in the Shulchan is Mechaper. Therefore, when you give an Ani over here, what to go eat? Shulchan Dan Mizbech, I'm a Mechaper person. So we have a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, Shulchan Dan Mizbech, Mizbech is Mechaper, Shulchan is Mechaper. Now, that's first the concept. Now, how is Shulchan Mechaper? It seems to be three different ways saying why the Shulchan is Mechaper. The simple reading of the Gemara, it's because the Ani will come and give tzedakah. Tzedakah tatzal mimavis. It's mechaper person. The new tzedakah, helping a person, giving you food, what to go eat. That's how it's mechaper, miyuchan on a shulchan, like mizbech is mechaper. A second thing, Rashi Chagigan Dachov Zayin says, seem to understand Pshan the Sugyo, that not just an Ani, but achdos archim is kamoi kabbalas b'nei Shechino, or maybe gonna make kabbalas b'nei Shechino, more on Shabbos. Since the idea of Achnos Urchim has a milo on the Shulchan over here, that this like a Shulchan, a Mizbech, a Mechaper, who in the Shulchan, Mitzan, the Indian putting together the Achnos Urchim. A third way of being Mizchaper, come on the Shai Tzin over here, brings down the Mishnah in Ovis. Someone says, Divrei Torah, went from a Zivchei Mesim to in the of a Sudas Mitzvah over here, saying Divrei Torah over here, that's also with that the Shulchan come to Mizchaper. So again, how is your shulchan mischaper? We see three ways: either through the idea of giving tzedakah, aniyim what to eat, through the idea of achnos orchim, or through the idea of saying divrei Torah on the table. Now, that's how we see that mizbech is mischaper. This is how the shulchan is mischaper. Through these, we see this concept: the mile of a shulchan, even though there's no aniyim right now. There's nothing there right now, but the shulchan itself has a smile. This is what the shulchan itself can do. A mizbeach when it has karbonis is mechaper. Again, there's no karbonis there right now. There's a mile to the mizbeach. The shulchan has a mile. Can be mischaper with these things. Now, even though right now it's not there, it's like mizbeach. It's not there. You have to mechaper it. Here also the shulchan. You have to mechaper it. Now, once we have this idea, shulchan daim the mizbeach. Now come the achrit. So the Mizbech need kabonis, and therefore the Mishmur come along and says, when a person eats, give him koiches, as if that is nechal to get a kabonis. Lashon the Mishmur is, it says, She'odom oichel lechazik koichosov, and there's a yabaril lechazik avoids Hashem, that's nechal to get a carbon over here. So we have a shulchan that has kabonis, and the idea with aniyim, achas orchim, and Torah, that's how it's mischaper. Now once we have this mile to the shulchan, so this goes through different halachas that Olam discusses the gear to the shulchan that's doim l'mizbeach. The first thing is Aramah, the Shmulei Leket. Shulchan doim l'mizbeach has a case of Melech. Therefore, who are then, we should always have melech on our table when we have the case of a meal over here. It's aleph, very simple. That's our Ramah. Second thing says in the Mishnah Berurah, quotes among Ram, according to Sefer Chassidim, do not kill kinim on a mizbeach. Why? It's moist, disgusting. Mizbeach is chashiv, you're not machshavit. You're killing kinim over here. Therefore, we should not kill bugs. Now, the way the Aruch HaShulchan says it over, is ladav kill kinim. Anything that's moist should not be done on the table.
Even not during the Suda.
Yeah, even not during the Suda. The Shulchan itself is covered up to kabadik. The Shulchan HaTorah says you should not even have the combs on the table. Right, everyone knows killing bugs, even though Kinim, the Gemara on Shabbos after your bay says the Tana wants to hear it. In fact, you want to hear it because you want to kill it, but it's mice. You shouldn't even have the lice combs on the table, says the Shulchan Torah. The mice says it's not nice, not bekovedik over here. Now, let's say a person's eating. Yeah, even if you don't eat, it should not be on the table. Shulchan Dan Lumsbech should never be there. No, it sounds like Dafka when you're having the carbon, you have the salt, so when you're eating is a carbon. That's why the salt's only by a chila. Man, she ain't can keen him sing to me the whole time. The salt is only by the chila because it sounds like the salt on the carbon. The carbon is when you eat. Now, they do discuss, let's say you have bugs on the table. And, you know, it's cooling around and, you know, you push it over and smash it, fine. But you want to kill it. And it's bothering you. If I don't put kinim there, but there's a kinim on the table right now, can you smash it and kill it? So if Zilbashin wants a taino, then we have a mokum atzarech. You can, and you can kill it. Don't put kinim on the table, but then kill it. So he went to Chaim Knievsky, his brother, and asked him this question. Chaim says, "I'll bring you chlor ayah." Shlomo Melech told Levinyahu to go kill Yoav. Gemara Makis brings down that Yoav made a mistake. He ran to the mizbeach and he held onto the mizbeach. Thought it can save him. What did Levinyahu do? He killed him on the Mizbeach, because Makom HaTzarech. Mizbeach mamished, he killed him because he had to, Makom HaTzarech. Here's Shulchan Daimu Mizbeach, Makom HaTzarech. In the case it's not even Odom, it's only a bug over here, instead of Chaim, of course he can kill it. Again, we're only Daimu, it's not even a person, which is certainly bizarre in killing a person. But if it's Tzarech, Tzarech, also, you want to kill a bug, you can kill a bug on the table when it's there.
What do we say is awesome?
Don't take. I've walked into my house sometimes and I have young kids taking out kinim, seeing by the table doing it, they're smashing it, they're napping on the table, and that's disgusting. That's disgusting in the kitchen, disgusting in the dining room, disgusting in the living room, doing the bathroom. That's disgusting. We don't discuss things by the table or anywhere in the place where people are. It bothers me. And then why are you disgusting by your tati? You see them all the time. It's still disgusting.
Does a counter have dinner on the table?
No, not. It might have mitzvah, my personal gosho. But not mitzvah shulchan daim l'mizbeach, no. So that's a great question. Ulai. Now, that's a second halacha, a third halacha, shulchan daim l'mizbeach. There's a halacha in Siman Reish Samach Beis. Magaram brings down that a table should have four legs. Why? Daim l'shulchan on the mikdash. Brought down by the Eli Rabba, Tashu Shabbos, or Shulchan. It's not brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. Fine. There's a nacha inyan that just like a shulchan has four legs, your table should have four legs. Now, I'm not telling you to go home and you have a table there with one leg and get into an argument with your wife. Of course, Moichach Shem Hashem overrides these things. But this the concept over here that the Mishmur left out, that the Mokavam does say, a fourth thing that I'm discusses, can you sit on the table? Everyone knows, you've been trained by your parents, that shulchan is beich, you can't sit on the table over here. So where is that coming from? So there's a Seif Chassidim brought down by the Yosef Oimitz. There's a Maisa that a father would sit and learn on a table, B'yuchas V'sarim. The only time he would take the sarim off the table when he had to go eat, then he put it back down. So one time, on this table, his kid went on top of the table. He was standing on it. He banged his foot into a sakin. And his father said, I see it's b'sheya, the fact that I let my child go on top of this table over here. That's a Seif Chassidim. The question is, can we work to take out from this Seif Chassidim? That means they point out, before you take out two regular tables, Yishlachalik, that's a table, Miyuchat Vesvarim. Miyuchat Vesvarim. Maisa, so therefore the Yosef Oimitz will say, Miyuchat Vesvarim. He goes on further, our Locha says, cannot kill Kinim upon any table. So maybe it's Ladavka Miyuchat Vesvarim. But they say, in the case of Kinim Yishlachalik, it's moist, disgusting. Walking on top of a table, Yosef Tishim, that's the Derech over here. It's not my case of disgusting over here. So they point out that Madani Oshri over here in the Simon points out there's no raya from the same Chasidim to say a person cannot stand or cannot sit on the table. There's no raya. They bring it down, they discuss it. Bilchura, that case is Dafka, a table Yucha to learn on. That's a bizarre not to cover that table over here. So the Maisa, where's the Makar? Divide two things up. The case is sitting on the table and standing on the table. So first, where's the Makar not sit upon the table? So there is a Sefer Shulchan Atar, 1940s by the Melchama. He writes, the Loch is a person should not sit on the table. That's it. Not clear where his Makar is. The Isim Chaim Pnevsky bunches for him. One time he says the Makar is Sefer Kabbalah. I haven't found anyone to show me where exactly the Sefer Kabbalah is, but Chaim says Sefer Kabbalah. Chaim says that's the in Api Kabbalah, not sit upon the table. We have a Sefer Kabbalah, the Tshuva, also the Chalakim, Api Kabbalah, not sit upon the table. What's the reason? Shukul Dung Mizbeach. Therefore, the Rivas Ephraim, this Chaim Kideski, can you put your shoes on the table? Not the person, but this is the shoes. He says, Ulai, fine, maybe. But we have one Indian that the Shukul Dung Mizbeach points out, it's not brought down by any of the Paiskim. It's the Anhoga that the Moin Am seems to say over. We already mentioned last Chaburo, Zalok and Yordea Kufta Zayin Sefrei, that whatever the Moin Am is Chish for, the Yishalmi, we're Chish for. And the Chaim Kineski says, Pi Kabbalah. And the Babas seem to worry about it. That's clear. All the Babas they just say Zabaya. So we have Rajbo. So worry about what the Babas say. The same thing again, just standing upon the table. Also, the Shulchan Torah brings it down. It's framing it down. Chaim Kineski says, A Pi Kabbalah in Roy. It's not Roy. Again, not clear what the Pi Kabbalah is. But the basically, the Shulchan brings it down over here. A Pi the same Chasidim. Again, Nishal Chalik. What time do we should not stand upon a table? So we have a fourth and fifth Aloch. And again, Shulchan Dalam is Bech. Number one, not to sit upon a table. Number two, not to stand upon the table. Now, the question is how much to enforce that in your house? And what does it mean and how important is it? It seems to be that since my kids have been locked up in the house the past couple of weeks, there have been, I walked in Mamish last night after I prayed the Chabur over here, and my daughter's standing on the table. And she's dancing on the table. I'm like, I have to tell my 4-year-old, she's so cute, that this dancing over there by herself. What, is it really enough with Tzarech to mechanech her? And I judge at that moment there are other more important things to worry about when I walked home and other things are going on than to worry about this concept over here, Shulchan Mizbeach, especially in my house. We have a table, we have a bench over here, and then we have a ledge where everyone can sit. And everyone sits there by the meals. I gave up finding that point. They sit by the meal and they eat over there. And where the foot goes, over here or on the table. And I keep trying to get the feet off the table. And it's sometimes you have to know is the battle worth the taitsa or the chinuch or the concept, because I'm sure when they turn 16, let's take that back, I'm sure when they turn 25, let's take that back, I'm sure eventually they won't do that anymore. But I have kids all ages doing that, 16 and 20, I think he's 23, fine. But myself, but myself, there are, a concept of a Shulchan Dung Mizbeach, not a concept, everyone knows, everyone told, don't pass the kid over the table. Everyone knows, everyone heard those. Don't pass the kid on the table. Where's that coming from? So the Sefer Shmizikov and Nefesh, he brings that down from the Sefer Noig B'Chochmah. Everyone knows that. Sefer Noig B'Chochmah. So over there, he brings down the Chud as far as the Shulchan Dung Mizbeach. And if you pass the kid over the Mizbeach, mice the kid will leak. His diaper is not that great. We get it all over the food and mess up the food over here. And therefore, to make Mizayin for the Shulchan over here, like having Kinim on the table, the same idea mitzvah the Zvaya of a Mizayin over here, person should not pass over the child. The Maisha Bizman is there. We have pampers and diapers and things that Maisha do not leak. The Svar does not apply. So the Isham Chaim Kineski, and his answer was, Eidl Makpidim, which sounds like, again, the said over here, once we have what the Briyas are chosh for and the Babas are chosh for, and your parents tell you all the time, that Anoga, therefore, we don't pass over. To make a macha, we don't make a macha. To maybe mention once or twice, maybe. But it's certainly not something to make a battle out of. Again, the concept of Shulchan Dung Mizbeach. This is an interesting tshuva by Zilberstein. Discusses when a person does sponja, when the husband does sponja, let's be clear. So the question is, where do you put the tables? Put them on top of the top. Where do you put the chairs? On top of the table. So, can you put the chairs on top of the table over here? How can you do that? It's like you're standing on top of the table over here. So my seat wants to tie it's not like get a bazillion, it's like, not like you standing upon the table over here. And the Ayurlim Shtanim says Maisa is not a Shulchan Mamish. Chaim Kineski said no problem, unless it's a table Miucha for learning, it's at a Baya. Otherwise, there's no real Bazoin over here. I think also in the Gate to the Tishim, when they go on top of the tables, it's made for that. I don't think there's a problem there also. and an eighth halacha of Shulchan Aruch Mizbeach is that we get the halacha in Siman Kuf Pei. The halacha is a person should cover the knives during benching. Now, how to apply that, when to apply that, or to apply it during Shabbos, we'll get to. Okay. Could be in summer, it's not a design. It's like you think it's a design that your feet was on the ground on the table. I mean, you let your two crawl on the floor all day, right? And you pick the kid up, and you know. You have to know what to get a design over here is. So look over here, make sure and some kofe, the place can break down, you should cover your knives. Says Mishabur two reasons. One reason is Shulchan Dunlis Bayach. Shulchan Dunlis Bayach is not a metal because Marach Yom of a person. Here also, the person should cover the knives during benching. A ninth time this halacha comes up is a person when he gets to Amaiti, he'll get to the end of the simon. The halacha is a person should not give the Amaiti not to the behemoth, this piece of Amaiti, he should not give it to Kusim, the Goyim. Was the reason, we'll get different reasons. One reason says the Benish Chai, because Shulchan Dunlis is Bayach. And therefore, this bread is like it's on the Mizbeach. They give it to a Kusi, to give it to a Behem over here. That's the son of the covet over here. What? The end of the Sibim Mishruah is in the Kufstam of Zayin, Sibkon, Sadik Zayin. We'll get to the end of the Sibim. One last point you see, Shulchan Dunlis Mizbeach. Shavuos. Why in the world do we have Milchiks on Shavuos? Says Ramah, because Shulchan Dunlis Mizbeach. What Shaykhis? Says Ramah, just like the halacha is when a person, when he has fleishiks, then he has leftover bread, he cannot use the same bread for milchiks, or vice versa. The halacha is simply test. Therefore, if a person has in the same meal milchiks and fleishiks, that means Kohen Ramah, or Shavuos have the same meal. When you have milchiks, the leftover bread you cannot use, you have to have a second lechem there, two lechems. And therefore, by Shavuos, the halacha is to have shtei lechem. Therefore, the idea over here to have shtei lechem and on the table, since our table is like Mizbeach, it's a symbol on Shavuos to have milchik to have shtei lechem on our shulchan like Mizbeach. Kiddush. Again, that's what we have milchiks for. Now, there are numerous other reasons in the Mishavur why that's so, but that's what the Amos says, why to have milchiks. So again, I went through, I think, 10 cases over here that some are more clear than others, where they're coming from, why to go do it. We have a concept of shulchan daimel Mizbeach, but the Maisa, you have to realize, when you sit down and eat, it's a Mizbeach over here. The most way, what to speak, what to say, how to act, how to be knowing over here. You're eating carbonates right now over here. The kedusha boy, the idea is to be machshiv and acquire the concept that eating is not for the sake of eating. Eating is more of a means to an end, to give a koiches, to avoid Hashem Yisbarach. And when you do that, Pasha gets schar for the eating as if you've been through learning.
Someone asked earlier about the Kahana walked down the bed.
Sorry? Yes, you'll let have a laptop on the table. Laptop, of course, so I'm going to tell you on the laptop. The mice, I assume it was a Tzorach Avoido. I assume there was a Tzorach over there. Fine. Next to you, Sivov. Tzorach L'Achilo? Yeah, it sounds like it was either Tzorach or that's how it was set up. It's not sounding like Nichol Bezoyin. It sounds like the Issa Tzab Bezoyin. That means if you would walk on your table in your house, passionist, right? Bezoyin. That's how it's set up, it's not Bezoyin. Right? The idea of Kinim is Bezoyin. Other things are not Bezoyin.
Want to change a light bulb?
So that's a great question. I was wondering, is light bulb, again, the idea of standing on the table itself, I'm not clear where the Makar is. Again, Rechaim says Pi Kabbalah, no one else seems to find out where this Kabbalah is. Not clear. But you know, his case is very clear. We just said Chasidim, Sforim, it's a table that's molly Sforim. It's made for Sforim, take it off only if you're eating. So why being right in that case? Or if I cared, maybe the kid's not blocked behind the table, maybe there's a Tzarech, might be motor. Maybe it's different, there's a Tzarech, each lotan. Maybe having a kid dance at the table might be a Tzarech also. Very happy the child. Like it is. Fine. The locha in Sivav, Naksugi over here, is the idea of after Maitzi, before a person eats the challah, the lechem over here, what's nichol to get a behefsek? So the Gemara first bring down three different man. The Omer bring down the Rav that says a person can say, take the lechem and go eat it, then may the bracha upon. However, to go say, bring the salt, bring the lift on it, is nichol to get a behefsek. We have to make another bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says over for Ket, you could say you bring the melech of the liftoin, but you cannot say you mix the food for the Be'emin to go eat. Kamal of Sheshit says, no, even that mice is mutter. What the Bidol Marav says, also for a person to go eat, before they give his animals what to go eat. Like it says in Pashas Ekev, the Sati Ishtab is Chotchel of Amtecho, then after it says, Rechaltu Vesavoto. The mice are very clear, we pass on like of Sheshit. The loch is anything that's a terech for you to go eat over here, side the liftoin, side the Be'emin, side over here to go take the bracha, the mice it's mutter. Therefore, come on the Beis Yosef, brought down by the Magarva, Meshavua, the Bachavir, that anything that's nichon the gedav tzarech hasudo, la davka moitzi, anything to the, for the need of the meal over here, the mice is not nichon the gedav hefsek. It's not a hefsek. So first, la locho tzarech hasudo is not a hefsek. However, come on the Ramo, brings down the kolboy and says, that's all of b'di'evet. The chadchilo, a person should not be mafsik at all after amoitzi. Not discussing before amoitzi. After amoitzi, a person should not be mafsik at all, whether says the Mishmur to feed the animals, whether to say melech, melech, not to mafsik at all over here. Now, what is this yisurid why it's not nichon the gedev hefsik? Why say the word melech? Even our bread, the maizis would say, why is it mutfo midinoi? So Kamlung Taisin says, yisurid over here, because he's not being masiach das. Since all tzerch the sudo, therefore not nichon the gedev of masiach das. Therefore, for example, you tell a person, after amoitzi melech, which again, medina is mutter, but not lechatchila. The guy says, it's in front of you. So you said something, betoyis, a hefsik betoyis. You tell a guy to go feed the animals. The guy said, he died, the animal. Or it was fed already. Fine, your goldfish died, right? This happens in people's houses. Now what? It's a hefsik. It's a hefsik betoyis. Do you have to make another bracha? So they point out, based upon the lumdus of toysis, is hesach adas, the maisi, you're not mesiach das. The fact that you said something that you thought was the tzarech hasudo, but gamma was not the tzarech hasudo, is a hefsik betois, is nichel in a gedo of napi mesiach das, therefore we would not have to make another bracha. Therefore, come on the paiskim based upon toysis, sabachachim, which Shlomo has long tshuva about, there are different cases, but they say you say it over here, that anything that's hesach adas, that's not hesach adas, a gam that's not needed, it's not nichel in the ged over here of a hefsik, and therefore the bracha is chal. We spoke this out, but go through because of some cases that we came up. Once we had a taz and simon reish test. Taz over discussed when a person makes kiddush on yayin. You found out afterwards it was a case of water or chaimitz. The loch is, so the taz, a person has to be mekadish all over again on kiddush, but not for the case of agafen. Why? Because he had other wine on the table. Planned to drink other wine. He said, Bar Pia Goffin, said Kiddush, said 100 words over here. It's not a hefsek. Rabbi Kivega, he said 100 words. One word is a hefsek. He said 100 words of a hefsek. You have to make kash all over again. The Maisa, the grass, Chayodah, Meshavuah, they're passing like this Taz. It's not Nichon again of a hefsek. Do not need another Goffin. Says Achronim, what's he said over here? Because you thought you're supposed to be Mekadish. You thought these words were Kiddush. It was a mistake. It wasn't Kiddush. It wasn't what Mekash al Yain, Mekash al Ward, and Chaymitz. A hefsek, but toys not Nichon, the string of a hefsek. And therefore, the mice is nichel in the getter. You said the bracha without the hefsek over here. Therefore, mekadosh is outside in the case of a gofen over here. The words of Shlomo Zalman Tshuva klal of the mil, so take this klal with you. A hefsek betoyis, not a hefsek. Another example they discussed. There's a shiloh on Yom Tovim, when women make a shechino on Lokas Neris. When they hear the husband say shechino by Kiddush, can she or should she say amen? Machloikin the Moshe says he can. Or the Biyash says a hefsek. I can say amen, she already said shechino. Or another example, by Sukkah. You said Leisha B'Sukkah. You're singing the kosher part of the Sukkah. She's singing the puzzle part of the Sukkah. When you said Leisha, she says Amen. It's a hefsek. How could she drink from the Kiddush over here? That's the one taino, is that if she does not know this halacha, she thinks the techas is, the correct thing is to say Amen. It's a hefsek b'tois. So the lab doctor to tell her not to say Amen by Shechiyanu, because they point out it makes more problems sometimes. Let her, because they can say Amen anyway. That's what's going to happen. So let them think they're supposed to, according to Moshe is supposed to, but even not supposed to, they have stigmatized over here. They have the Isra of the Ash of a person, he said a bracha, then he forgot, he said Baruch Atah, like, oh, I said a bracha. So the Ash of the stigmatized, he said Baruch Atah, I said two words, we thought you're supposed to. That's the Texas over here. Have stigmatized, make it, eat it over here. Another example, person picked up an apple, the Isra Moshe. He said bracha eitz. Then he realized, how can I say eitz? I already was yotze eitz beforehand. He said baruch shem kavod. No, I already made bracha chayin over there. So Moshe, no problem, eat it. I wish you brachas. I have sick matayis over here. I thought I was supposed to go do that. So fine. So first we have the yisoid over here from our sugya. To eat this apple, that's what I say, Baruch Hashem. That's to eat this apple. What's supposed to be? Before I made a brach on the apple. I want to eat it. I say, Baruch Hashem, then eat it. That's a tzurk. I can't eat anything tzurk. Anything I need for the meal, anything I need to feed me, anything I need. I'm being lifted over here. I don't need to lift him inside the bracha. I won't lift him right now. It's not a heftig. To eat it, I have to say, Baruch Hashem. That's what Moshe said. Fine, and before eat, that's supposed to go do. In order to eat this, I have to go do. Fine. Maisa negeto. That's first hefsek mitoyis. Now, a person makes a hefsek. There are two sugyos over here in the negeto hefsek. One by us, one in Reishvav. One, the sugyo being mafsek without speaking. Another sugyo being mafsek with speaking. So, first to be mafsek without speaking, it's clear the lochin Reishvav, which person should not be mafsek, then Reishvav, negeto, any pre, bar pre, eight, then the apple. Negeto us, hamoiti, then the lechem. Person should not be mafsek more than kedei dibur. How long is that? We saw already it's machlokes. The Beis Yosef says it's four words. Shom alecha mori Rebbe. Ma'aseh be'ikkel pasuk go like the Mishabura. It's three words. Shom alecha mori. Shom alecha Rebbe. Without the words mori over here.
What's better? If someone doesn't have salt on the table, and you get up and get. Is it going to be
mafsek
more than
kedei dibur? So let's get to that. So the question over here is that, for example, a person over here has a lechem chal over here. Now, we're sitting over here just to cut a little bit. We want the milo of shalom. Well, after he makes a moiti, we have more of a hefsek over here. You have to cut. It'll take 10 seconds to cut over here. It's more than the shalom alecha rabbi, more than the 2 seconds over here. Why is that a baya? So, Betzem, the Mishmua speaks, it's his question. Mishmua by us, it's his question. Why by chalo don't we have a baya? It's on the sugi of hefsek over here. Says the Mishmua, walk is tzarech achila to get the milo of shalom. Therefore, the Eli Rabba this way, Agraz, Kitz, they're all being down. If you want the mile of Shalom, the mile of Gadol, it's not Nichol and of Hefsek. For example, I've already certain people, they have schnitzel in front of them, they cut off a piece, they hold up in their right hand, and they make a bracha, the piece of schnitzel, shackle, why not be mafsik and eat it? For that's not the correct thing. The correct thing is a cup part of it, still be attached one side to another, be a case of a Shalom. Schnitzel is Shalom like Lechem is a Shalom, or the Cholpach's idea of Gadol over here, should not make a difference. And therefore, the mile of gadol also. And therefore, the correct thing l'chura is that the person should cut a little bit, then still have it attached, hold it, and then make the bracha, then finish off the cutting. I'm in Sasugi Hesik. The Mishavua said that Nichol and Gedev, Tzarech Achil over here. I can ask me, over here it says in Shulchan Aruch, that say the word Melech and Lifton, a person should not do the Chachil, says Rama, because here you could have done beforehand. Something that could be done before and you should not do. And he waited. It sounds like Mishmua over here we're not worried about, and therefore do not say Melech. I want Melech on the table over here. Go to Shmuel Elekhe, the Shulchan Mizbeach over here, and making that Rama said not to go do Kolboy. But something that cannot be done only afterwards. Shalom and Gadol, Mishmua says. Ma'aseh, wait. You have an apple. You want to make a bracha eight. You want to take a. You're not going to take a bite. Who does that? Everyone takes a piece. So to cut a piece off and then make a bracha in the end, that's incorrect. You should maybe cut it, have it still attached, then finish it, and then eat it over here. The Mishmua says, another thing else, Hefsek, you know, make a bracha, something hot or cold, you know, you wait a couple of seconds or a minute. Also by Amitzal Sugyu Hefsek, that was very Shvav over here. Now, that's all, Lechatchila, not to wait. That means, Lechatchila, you have a Zman of 1-2 seconds. After it's 5 seconds, after Shomalecha, Mori, Shomalecha Rebbe, or even Mori if you want, after that Zman, what's Alocha? You're Mafsek. Do you have to make another bracha? Says the Beis Yosef, Pinchas Shmuel Leket, it's a hefsek. You wait more than the Torah Kedei Dibur, you have Yechoyzev Ulevarech. A Shmuel Leket, a Rishon over here. Come along with Mar Avram in Reishvav and says, yes, a Shmuel Leket. Avud Avram disagrees. And therefore, the Mishmua in Reishvav brings down the Eli Rabba Mar Avram, a Tzav of Brochus Lahokol, a person should not be Yechoyzev Ulevarech. I mean, again, take the Musa Shabbai. That it means, according to Shmuel Leket, you're missing the bracha over here. And we'll only make all the brachas local over here. But the person should not wait. You make a moitzi, and then you want to take out your thing to read before you take a bite out of it. Read whatever device you're reading from. So that a bayam that the sugi have, second to Shmuel Leket, you're missing the bracha over here. Any advice? I meant a book. I didn't mean that's what I meant. Well, a sefer. You want to learn why you. Sefer is a device. Fine. But that's again be mafsik through a case of striko. Another second sugyo will be mafsik. Oh, wow. Hush, maybe. Stop turning around. Be massive through the case of Deber over here. Now, first, the halacha is very clear. A person that says one word, the halacha is a hefsek. One word. Now, the shell is one word. When is this man that a person can say that one word? When is it finishing the bracha the person ate over here? So, first, come on the magavram, and it means down that first a person should be aleya is prusa. Swallow the piece. Let's say he talks before he swallows the piece. It brings down the shlul that says, you do not be chlejiv levarich. However, he sends a loch and simon reishud by the sugi of te'im over there. They want a taino. That over there we see that idea of te'im lemaisa is not enough. Yeah, do have to swallow. Tasting, spitting out, not a case of a brachol beer. You have to be chlejiv levarich for tzarechin. Now, as among one point, as Mishabrua points out, yeshul chalek and reishud do not want to eat. He do want to eat. Maisa, where the Mishabrua comes out, he really has four levels over here. Comes out four things. Number one, he says, L'chadchila, a person should eat a whole kezayis without talking. Why? Machzah shekel, based upon the Magarom, we mentioned last chaburah, that a person should eat a kezayis from the prutsa, and therefore first eat a kezayis without talking. Number one, that's a milo. Toiv. He says a moitzi. Davka moitzi is coming from. That's machzah shekel. From the prutsa of a moitzi, should eat as a toiv. A second thing he says, once you swallow, mendina is motor. Number three says, let's say you did not swallow, but the eved, as you got the juice down in your throat, some of the mitzvah over here, the chayotim over here, that's also nichel together, that but the eved not to be chayotim levarich. But sometimes people are daring to say things, they put something in their mouth, there's no juice coming down, according to Mishabrua, sounds like chayotim levarich. What people are doing over here, that they again, people are somehow, they couldn't hold themselves in, if you don't get any juice down, Mishabrua says, you have a baya, a sugi hefsek. No, it's words are that when you chew things, right, there's things that go down, you taste it already. No, he says we go like the chayodom. The chayodom is not because of b'di'evet. When the case when you have this mitzvah coming down, otherwise it sounds like if nothing came down, just put it in your mouth, nothing happened. Sounds like you're chayodom.
When he passes like that, only the bialocha says that.
The bialocha says the correct thing is the chayodom.
No, but in the shabru, he does bring down the chayodom.
It's a levarach in the brackets. Well, and then he brings the and
then
the Bialocha says the correct thing fear and you live the dinoi the kiddushim noy like chayotam.
Yeah, but before the parentheses he doesn't say he just
brackets. Yeah, again, the Bialocha tells you I'm chavetz chayim chavetz chayim and tell you the correct thing is chayotam. So what's chayotam saying?
Touching your tongue is no, the
words of the chayotam is bringing it down. It's a different level over here. I was saying tamshim mota bepiv ben aliso. If you just put it in without having any juice coming out, it's not enough. He has a machlokes. It must be said. In general, you read the bialocha. That's what you go do. This is the correct halacha. Chofetz Chaim tells you this is the correct halacha. Why? But he made four levels over here. One time, in between level over here. Don't talk before you swallow. That's first. But he ever juice down yeshem lishmach. Otherwise, yeshem lishmach. But Meisen, to get to the idea of speaking. I have fever toys. No. Fine. Now, the mice in the gate of talking, what is nichel in the gate of talking? So, okay, we spoke out one time. First, they discussed tunes, humming tunes, saying the gunim. After the case of a mice, is that a bayanat? So, Minchas Zitzchok has a shuba about it, Sheva Levi has a shuba about it, and they say, Lachatchil, mafsik with tunes over here, humming till you get the chalo. To the people at the table, humming is a bayah. Now, others want tiny, the mice is not saying words. There's a Shmuel Kamnesky, Abin Yashma, want to disagree. But there are those who bring down, of course, bring down, local mice, look at chila, not dumb tunes. Make it even further. Can the person say, shh, no. Can you go do that? So, what is words? What is speech? Saying over a conversation. I mean, the guy next to you is schmoozing during Seder, Kachshaman, someone will do that. So, you come along and say, shh, or no. That's a word. You do that even if you can't speak, you say those same words. So come on the Bechta Bais and says, you are speaking. That is speech. The words nu and shalom maisa is a baya. And therefore, the essence of Yashiv and the report brings down, he says, nu and sha is words be'etzem. He says, if you make a guttural sound, So fine, you can tell Tanya that's not betzim any words. It's because you can't speak. That's what you do. But when you can't speak, you still say nu and sha. Those are words. You take out the dictionary, it says the word sha. Right? That's a word. That's what the dictionary says over here.
Most of the time it starts with the kid's pulling the table.
So again, this look at again. You want to tell me a sarah chasuda? It really depends what's happening, why you're doing it for. It depends if they're doing it to say over a story that has nothing to do with the suda, and that's how they communicate one with another. Fine, but Maisa, God will sound you should do. Speaking with Nuun Shah can be mamish words. Like Amnon Shomrik says, B'dievet, no, B'dievet, Maisa, not a hefsik over here. Another question, a person when he says, Hamoitzi, about to eat the challah, someone else next to him says the moitzi, can you say the word Amen? Kamalim Shibuan says, a person cannot say Amen on his chavar's lechem. Let's say he did say Amen. Is him akiv or not? Is him akiv? So the Mishmuv here does not say. But Simon Reishvav, he said the Maisa it's ma'akiv. It's Simon Reishvav, he makes a machlokes tazamogarom. It's Simon Chofei, by the case of Tfilin, he wants to say it's a case of being ma'akiv. Maisa Achonim, they point out a little bit of a series in the Mishmuv, they want to tell you that really there are two different types of brachas. There could be something that you're making the same bracha as the person. I'm making a moitzi, he's making a moitzi. The case for Keret, I'm making a moitzi and he's making your eights. The one time when I'm making a moitzi, he's making a moitzi, but that's him with the same bracha. I'm agreeing to the same thing. There's no hesach hadas over here. The one time with Dina, you're moitzi to a moitzi, you shouldn't say amen. But Shmuel over here does not say it's ma'akiv. Why? Because I'm moitzi to a moitzi. It's not ma'akiv. Ma'ashenki, you read the other Mishmuel discussing other brachas. The one time what's nothing to do with another, it's hesach hadas. Hesach hadas, therefore the bayam, it's how the sugya speak over here. Then you have to say the bracha all over again. Based upon this, Shlomo Zalman declares, let's say by the case, I'm saying Kiddush, and he's saying Kiddush, I said, Mekai Shlomo Vazmanim, and he comes along and says, Bar Pia Gofen, is that the same bracha, or is that two different brachas? Is that a Hesach Adas, not a Hesach Adas? Shlomo Zalman, time it's the same thing over here, Mashikon, what's it, time there's two different brachas over here? That's Shigal Das question, they asked Shai Dabliski, he said Sarachian. So the question, is that the same idea, or not the same idea over here? The Maisa, a person should not say Omen, but let's say you already swallowed a little bit before in the case of Gezayas. Agam Mishbu says Toif to eat a Gezayas. That time Kinevsky says Avadi, say Omen, once you swallowed a little bit over here.
You swallowed just the juice?
No, that's for not. No. Now, the Ramot come along and discuss this over here. That the person, when he has a bracha to be Moitzi others, there are two cases over here. When I'm saying the bracha to be Moitzi you, one of us can talk. Either the Beitzeya can talk, or the Shemeya can talk. So first, come on, Gamal, and he has a case over here when you, the Shemeya, the Maisa, talks before you eat your fruits over here. Is that a bayanat? Come on, the Beitzeya says, Maisa, it's a problem. If you're talking, you're working with that Shemeya Koinoi, if you yourself made the bracha, you made a Maisa, and you spoke before you ate that Maisa. It's a hefsek. Come on, Gamal says, no, he wants to bring your wife to the Kerech. My Kerech, no. Since I'm working with San Mi, I was not being mafsik, therefore the bracha is chal upon you. Meister, Mala Meister, he is Michael. If the Shemei over here, he spoke before he ate the Prusa. And there are those who pass this way, there's a Bach this way, there are Chashulchan. The Meister, the Mishibua, has a list over here. He says, Ataz, Magavram, Eli Rabba, Prichodesh, Graz, Chayodim, Gichido, Voy, the Meister disagree. That's not the Alocha. Shemei only means you made the Baruch over here. If you speak after your Baruch, you have a Bayam, it's not the Sugir Efsik. Voy, let's say Fakert, Mavorch speaks before he ate, but the Shemei did not speak. So he mentioned this in the Mishabruah, and he wants to say that maybe this Pshan, the Rishonim, the Bialoch over here, the Rukeich over here. And that he might say, Klaris, do you say over here, if the Mavarach's bracha is not a good bracha, we know by Birchs and Nenin, be Yaisa others, has to be a good bracha for him. The Bayam, it's had the sugya of there is no bracha over here. Or no, the Maisa Shmeik, or he said the bracha, it's chal for him. Maisa Mishabruah ends up Sorachim. He does bring that Prima Gordon, wants to say, Yaisa Lekuli Amo, and numerous from Maisa goes, since the Shiloh is soft bracha's local. Maisa, a person, the Mavarach should not speak. If he does, the Yeshua mean Lishmach. I mean, there are two cases here to discuss. One, when the Mavarach speaks, one, when Shemaya speaks. Shemaya speaks, Yamal Paskins, it's not a hefsek. We do not go like the Yamal. The other case, when the Mavarach speaks before he eats a prusa, Maisa, that's a tzarachin in the Mishnah Berurah. It's getting late, so I'd like to leave over the long sukkah over here, the get to eating before the animals. We'll leave that for Ezra Shem for tomorrow, for Shabbat Shira. Loch and Siv Zayin, just go quickly through Siv Zayin, Chesed, Tesed, Yud. They're very simple over here. First, Loch and again, Siv Zayin is that a person when he makes Hamoitzi, and a person when he made the Tzilas Adayim, come on. No, the end of Seder. For Thursday. The Loch over here is, says the Mechaber, a person after he washes his hands, he can make the Tzilas Adayim after the Hamoitzi. After the Hamoitzi, says the Paiskim, Mishibur lav dafka, washing his hands. Before you hear a mitzi, one of the yitzi, you can wash your hands and make the tilts of dime. So the Chashulchan, even the guy himself, he made a mitzi. Oh my gosh, I forgot to wash my hands. The Chashulchan, I can also go wash my hands. Make the case of a mitzi. Now there is a tzlach once August is mechaber. The place can go like this mechaber over here. That person can echanami make the tilts of dime after the case of a mitzi. It does happen numerous times. You don't realize people are still in the kitchen. Now, Mishmur has to be very clear, but make sure he did not say his bracha at the same time you say your bracha. That lemaisa does not work. Siv Ches over here is a case of a person who got to make a bracha on his hamitzi over here, and he ate already. Says the Mechaber, Maisa, we do not make a bracha over here. He ate his bread, do not make a bracha. However, it says the Magaron Mishmur, it's toy to eat something else to make a hamitzi, because there is a rabbit teacher that is chosh over here, they should make a bracha afterwards. That means medina, we don't have to, but toy to be chosh for the rabbit. Siftes is a case when a person is Mesubik, we said a case of Hamoitzi or not. The Locha is, so the Mishmua, first the Mechabit, not Chayz Mavarach. Now that's the Mishmua, not only Roshai Lavarach, of Bracha Shein Tzricha. However, if there's a friend next to you, that's right to listen to his Bracha. That means it comes out Medina, even if friend's next to you, you're not sure he's a Shakal or Domo or Maitzi, you do not have to go listen. Self of Brachas Lahakal. That means we spoke at one time, but personal Maitzi, he did not make a Bracha on his food. We're not sure if what the Bracha is on his food. Or do make a bracha or not? Do they have right to eat? Some kibbeh gerah based upon a mashon and daf yubeis. Osla lon b'zeh ilm lishim bracha. They point out from this mechabovi, it's clear the loch is. If you're not sure, the loch is a person can eat without a bracha. I osla lon b'zeh lishim bracha. We spoke out b'shom azalman. If there is no chiyah bracha, there's no osla honos. Once a mechai bracha, then there's osla honos. We have a state over here. The loch is, you're not sure, do not make a bracha. And it's toif to hear from your friend. That means people go around in sometimes in the dining room to get a bracha from somebody else. It's a toiv. They're doing the right thing. There's no chiv to go do that. Now the eitzah of the malachim one of being down and the deer show we discusses say bracha b'leiv or to read a gemara and or the Rambam that says bracha or say b'varach David say b'loshna aramish. They point out it's not a mishavur. Somehow the only eitzah he gave you is if your friend's around, then it's nothing to hear from your friend. Why did say an aramish? Say take out a gemara. Say it be heard. Did not say that. Come on, the place can point out the Mishul left Mishmur left out, and might say we to be machmal what the Mishmur said. That's enough. Take more than that. La dafki, you have to go do that. The last thing over here is sefiud. A person makes a bracha on his pass by mistake. Shahakol lemaisa he is yaitza. Now that says it be alocha being down from the Eliyahu with the drisha the chayotam. He says a bar minim is zaynus on all foods. Lemaisa he is yaitza. A gam over here, the Aruch Shulchan wants to argue. Maaseh Mishmur goes like these Gedolei Achorim. It is Yoytza, except for Maim and Melech. Otherwise, it's Yoytza. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll finish off the siman over here. Atzlacha.